Good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. So we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Not yet back with music. Almost there at Chatzos. But counting down, counting up to begin Shabbos. No ordinary Shabbos. Of course, it is Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of comfort and consolation that we also desperately need. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generously sponsored by Mendy Tzipora Fishmas, Chus V'chai Rivka Bat Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzipin David Aryeh. This week is sponsored anonymously in honor of the West Hempstead listeners. Thank you to our Holy West listeners from West Hempstead. We are coming off of Tisha B'Av, all of us need a Shabbos of singing, of laughter, of love, of light, a Shabbos of joy, of happiness, a Shabbos of feeling whole, a Shabbos of feeling free. And this week's Parsha has, again, the mitzvah, the obligation of Shabbos in it. Parsha is Eschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. We return to the commandment in the Aseres HaDibros, the second time it appears. And this time, instead of Zachor, instead of remember Shabbos, the positive commandments, we have Shamor, safeguard, protect, as Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, in order to sanctify it. V'Zacharta, how do we do that? By remembering, Ki Eved HaYisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember that we were once slave in Mitzrayim. V'Yotziach HaShem L'Kecha Misham, Hashem took us out with an outstretched hand, a strong hand, an outstretched arm, and therefore Al-Kain, Kodesh Baruch Hu obligates us, Lasos Es Yom HaShabbos. So Shabbos correlates sometimes with creation, 6 days of creation, and sometimes with liberation, emancipation, with Yitzias Mitzrayim. In our Parsha, writes the Menachem Zion, Rabbi Nachum Ben Zion Zaks, Kedei L'Rameis La'odam, Kasher Hu Mu'una Im Bi'inui Shal Oni Ve'im Bi'inui Shal Tzoros Tzororos, Va'odam Zechoshev Eich Ani Yochol L'Kayim Es Hatzav, V'Karos L'Shabbos Oneg. Sometimes a person is down and out, you're suffering, you're struggling. A person is struggling financially. A person is lonely, desperately looking for their other half. A person is waiting for children to run through their home. A person is struggling. And you think to yourself, how can I fulfill? The Navi Yeshaya tells us, V'karas l'Shabbos onei. Shabbos is supposed to be joy and pleasure and happiness. But I'm dal ve'evyon. Eich ani mesugel l'sol besud l'Shabbos b'shira v'irnana. How can I sing zmiros? How can I tell stories? How can I laugh? How can I enjoy? How can I find oneg when I have nega? Nega means a blemish. Nega means a painful episode. So how can I find oneg, joy and happiness, pleasure, when I'm suffering from nega? That's what the Torah is coming and telling us. V'zacharta, remember, ki Eved Hayisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim. You've been here before. You've been down and out before. You were helpless and hopeless before. You thought that this was permanent. You thought that this was a condition, a situation that would never change. And yet, the reality is Hashem, He took you out. Hashem liberated you. Hashem gave you freedom. Hashem changed your circumstance. Whatever we're going through 6 days of the week, Shabbos comes to remind us, Ki Eved Hayisa B'Mitzrayim. Don't forget you were here before. You were enslaved to your doubt and anxiety and worry. You were enslaved to thinking this is your destiny. But just like then, Shuas Hashem Kerevayin, Hashem brings salvation in a moment, in a moment's notice, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to take us out. He's able to save us. The Gemara says, even if a person feels there's a sharp sword pressed against our neck, the situation is hopeless and helpless, there is no way out. No. Hashem is limitless. Hashem has all the power. Hashem can make anything happen. Now, we don't rely on a miracle. We don't deny nature. But we do recognize that whatever we're going through, Ki Ata Imadi, when Hashem, you are with me, I can get through it. And you can make all kinds of things happen. And nothing is beyond you. And that's why when a person lives with a sense that we can leave Mitzrayim, our own Mitzrayim, Meitzar means something restrictive, holds us back. So just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that face of helplessness, the place of helplessness and hopelessness once, He can take us out again. The Gemara Brachos tells us, Kol ma'aniges ha-Shabbos nostam lo nachla b'li mitzarim. Whoever enjoys Shabbos, they get a portion. B'li mitzarim. Mitzarim is like Mitzrayim. Mitzarim means boundaries and borders, feeling confined and restricted. That if a person really enjoys Shabbos, then you realize that whatever all week long I'm suffering, struggling, whatever my reality is during the week, Shabbos reminds me that that reality is not forever. And if Hashem wants to change it, He can. And therefore, I can enjoy this Shabbos. I'm on a vacation from my troubles and from my problems. Will they be there on the other side? Maybe. Will they come back after Avdallah? Likely. But for Shabbos, those 25 hours, the taste of the world to come, I can have my own Yitzias Mitzrayim. I can break out of the shackles, those boundaries, that narrow place. For 25 hours, for a holy Shabbos, I can go to a place of joy, light, laughter, and freedom. That's why, Az Tisaneg Al Hashem, And Rabbi Yeshaya tells us to get joy with Hashem. V'echalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. The joy of Shabbos is correlated with Yaakov, the Bechir Ha'avos. Now Yaakov did not have an easy life. Lo shalavti, lo shakati, lo nachti, v'yavo rogez. The measure tells us that Yaakov's whole life, he had to live with Lavan, he had to flee from Esav, he was tricked, he married more than one wife, his son was taken from him, his whole life was complicated, was challenged, and yet Yaakov never gave up hope, and he never gave up faith, because he realized he left his own Mitzrayim, the things that hold so many others back. There was no gvul, there was no boundary to his feeling, his connection with Hashem, and his hope, and his belief in a brighter future, and that's what Shabbos represents. That's this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu. We're coming off of a Tisha B'Av. We're sitting on the ground mourning our condition in the world, all our challenges and all our problems. But what's the Nechama? Shabbos. Because we remember that whatever we're going through and wherever we're at and whatever's happening, that just like Be'yotzeach Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim once, He could take us out again. And that Yeshua Hashem comes clarifying, and it could come suddenly and out of nowhere. So today, as we're getting ready to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, the way we do it is with hope and with faith and with positivity, and looking for the comfort that Shabbos provides and brings, immersing ourselves in Shabbos, the place of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whatever's holding you back, whatever you're waiting and longing for, whatever you're hoping for, whatever you're shackled by, whatever boundaries, whatever narrowness you're feeling, know that going into Shabbos, you can escape, you can elevate. Maybe it'll come back on the other side. Maybe it's only temporary, but that's the gift and the beauty. That is the liberation that Shabbos represents. So let us spend the Shabbos of Geula, Shabbos of freedom, free. Free from our worries and our troubles, and free from the to-dos and the tasks, and free from the things that are holding us enslaved, to be able to have that Nachlas Yaakov, the Yaakov Bechir Ha'avos, a Nachla B'li Mitzarim. Let's get out of Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. No Mitzrayim, no Egypt, and no boundaries, to a place of freedom and joy. Please God, ultimately, to a place of free Geula. Wishing you a healthy, happy, and a holy Shabbos.